Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartreys Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Simple Sugar Comforting Baking Recipes with Midwestern Heart is the debut cookbook by Jenna Barnard, the creator of the baking blog Butternut Bakery. It belongs to the home baking and dessert cookbook category, with a focus on accessible recipes shaped by nostalgic Midwestern flavors and familiar bakery favorites. The book gathers 95 recipes across categories such as brownies, cookies, loaf cakes, pies, breakfast bakes, brunch items, and other crowd-pleasing sweets. Its purpose is practical, rather than technical, to help home bakers make comforting desserts without elaborate methods or intimidating ingredients. A defining feature is the inclusion of optional ingredient swaps in every recipe, especially for gluten-free and dairy-free adaptations. This reflects Barnard's own experience adapting traditional bakes after discovering dietary sensitivities. The result is a cookbook that treats inclusivity as part of everyday baking rather than as a separate specialty, while still emphasizing flavor, texture, and the emotional appeal of classic homemade desserts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Midwestern nostalgia as the organizing flavor language. The book is built around a recognizable Midwestern baking sensibility, generous, familiar, informal, and designed for sharing. Rather than positioning dessert as a restaurant-style exercise and refinement, Simple Sugar draws on bakes associated with family tables, local bakeries, potlucks, holidays, and casual weekend breakfasts. Recipes such as brownies, sugar cookies, cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, pies, and monkey bread reflect a preference for comfort and recognizability over novelty for its own sake. This matters because the cookbook's appeal depends not only on flavor, but also on cultural memory. Many home bakers want recipes that feel dependable and socially useful, the kind that can be brought to a gathering or made repeatedly for a household. Barnard's Midwestern framing gives the book a coherent identity without making it regional in a narrow way. The recipes are not presented as museum pieces or strict heritage documents. They use the emotional vocabulary of Midwestern baking to create an atmosphere of warmth, abundance, and ease. That gives the collection a clear point of view in a crowded dessert cookbook market. Secondly, approachable baking methods over advanced pastry technique. Simple Sugar emphasizes recipes that are intended to be realistic for home kitchens. The book's focus on brownies, loaf cakes, cookies, muffins, scones, cinnamon rolls, and pies reflects a practical hierarchy of difficulty. These are baked goods that can be mastered with ordinary tools, basic pantry ingredients, and careful attention to mixing, timing, and texture. Barnard's background as the creator of Butternut Bakery is relevant because blog-based recipe development often depends on clarity, repeatability, and reader confidence. The cookbook appears to carry that same expectation into print by favoring bakes that do not require professional pastry equipment or highly specialized training. This does not mean the recipes are simplistic. In baking, approachable recipes still require precision because small changes in flour, fat, moisture, or bake time can affect the outcome. The value of this approach is that it lowers the barrier to successful baking while keeping the results satisfying. Readers who are intimidated by elaborate pastry books may find this structure more usable because the book treats reliability and comfort as serious culinary goals. Thirdly, dietary swaps integrated into every recipe rather than isolated alternatives. One of the book's most distinctive features is its treatment of dietary adaptation. Each recipe includes optional swaps to make the bake gluten-free, dairy-free, or both. This is a significant structural choice because many cookbooks separate standard recipes from allergy-friendly recipes, effectively creating two categories of eaters. Simple Sugar, instead, presents adaptation as a normal part of the baking process. That approach is especially meaningful in dessert baking, where gluten, butter, milk, and cream often play central roles in structure and flavor. Gluten contributes elasticity and cohesion, while dairy can affect richness, browning, moisture, and tenderness. Offering substitutions within each recipe signals that the author has considered how those functions can be replaced without turning the recipe into an afterthought. The book's inclusive design is also practical for households where not everyone has the same dietary needs. A baker can begin with a familiar recipe and adjust it for guests or family members without searching for an entirely different dessert. This makes the cookbook useful for real social situations, not only for specialized dietary cooking. Fourthly, classic dessert categories used to balance variety and dependability. The recipe range in Simple Sugar is broad enough to support regular use but focused enough to maintain a clear identity. Its categories include brownies, cookies, loaf cakes, pies, breakfast items, and brunch bakes, with examples such as bakery-style chocolate chip muffins, berry scones, and sticky maple pecan monkey bread. This selection covers different baking occasions, quick everyday treats, make-ahead sweets, breakfast gatherings, weekend projects, and desserts suitable for sharing. The structure helps readers choose by context rather than by technique alone. For example, muffins and loaf cakes are useful for low-effort baking, while cinnamon rolls or monkey bread suit occasions where a richer, more communal bake is appropriate. Pies and cookies add seasonal and portable options. The emphasis on familiar forms also reinforces the book's reliability. Instead of relying on highly unusual flavor combinations to create interest, the collection appears to focus on improving and adapting baked goods that readers already understand. This gives the book a practical advantage. It can become a repeat-use kitchen resource, rather than a cookbook browsed mainly for inspiration. Lastly, Butternut Bakery's digital recipe style translated into a print cookbook. Jenna Barnard's public profile comes from Butternut Bakery, a blog known for comforting, visually appealing baking recipes. Simple Sugar translates that online recipe identity into a curated book format. This matters because digital baking audiences often value detailed guidance, approachable explanations, and dependable outcomes. While print cookbooks require stronger editorial organization and a more lasting point of view, the book's focus on no-fuss desserts, nostalgic flavors, and dietary flexibility suggests a bridge between those two formats. It offers the familiarity and usability associated with an online recipe creator, but packages the material as a cohesive collection with a defined theme. For readers, this can be helpful because blog recipes are often discovered individually through search, while a cookbook creates a broader map of the author's style and priorities. The print format also reinforces the idea that these recipes are not merely trend-driven posts, but part of a consistent baking philosophy. That philosophy centers on traditional sweets, practical adaptation, and an inclusive table where more people can share the same dessert. In conclusion, Simple Sugar is best suited to home bakers who want dependable, comforting desserts without the formality of advanced pastry instruction. It will particularly appeal to readers who enjoy classic American bakes, Midwest-inspired flavors, and recipes that can be shared at family meals, casual gatherings, brunches, holidays, or community events. Its practical benefit lies in combining familiar recipe categories with built-in gluten-free and dairy-free options, making it useful for households and social circles with mixed dietary needs. Intellectually, the book is interesting because it treats adaptation not as a compromise, but as a normal part of contemporary home baking. Compared with many dessert cookbooks, its distinguishing feature is not extreme innovation or technical ambition, but the integration of accessibility, nostalgia, and inclusivity within the same recipe framework. It stands apart from strictly gluten-free or dairy-free baking books because it does not require readers to commit to a single dietary category. It also differs from highly decorative baking books by emphasizing everyday usefulness and emotional familiarity. For readers who already follow Butternut Bakery, the cookbook offers a more organized expression of Jenna Barnard's baking style. For newcomers, it provides a clear entry point into approachable desserts designed to feel generous, adaptable, and repeatable. If you would like to support Jenna Barnard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.